call the meeting to order, and we do not have any alternates yet. We'll recognize them when they get here. Item two is action to approve minutes on the April 19, 2019 Policy Board meeting. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Item three is comments from the public. I don't see any public here, so we'll move on past that. We'll move on to item four, the Executive Director's update.
Okay, just a few highlights in here before we'll get into the portion of the meeting. I won't go through each of them. Assume you read through most of this. I'll kind of touch some of the big ones. Met with the university back on April 25th about moving the secondary Viper 911 phone system server that's down there back to the JEC. That's needed for a redundant secondary circuit for 911 phone lines that the JEC will be getting or has. We just need that node out here to get that fully connected. So I spoke to DPS about removing that from them. As part of that, they would have to purchase a new phone system for their dispatch operations, and we would then just forward the 911 calls that are landline only, same as we did today for campus, to that in-house phone system. They were okay with this conversation. It will free up some money from future JEC budget once this is complete. By moving that node out here, the manufacturer is not going to charge us any more in maintenance, and it will actually eliminate the $12,750 fee that we pay currently per year.
I had a question about that. Does it impose it? You said there the university will have to buy a new phone system. What kind of an expense are they going to be looking at or something like that? Do you have an idea?
It'll be, I guess I don't know. I know what they had budgeted for their maintenance portion for that Viper that's going away, and they're going to use that money to offset that. So it's already a planned expense they would have, but they're just going to zero that out.
Gotcha.
So they won't pay the maintenance on that node. They'll buy the phone system with it,
gotcha.
And it won't cost them any more.
That answers my question, too. Thank you.
Yep. Did the UI paramedic class tour. That's an annual thing. Again, trying to go through some big ones. Met with Dana Ashenrider. That was a big one during this last 2 months. Dana and I spoke about the portable radio upgrade, net clock replacement, and the rest of JEX's future capital projects that require bonding. You know, we had that decision and how when to let the board start knowing about that and how we'd finance, you know, pieces year at a time. And I will go to the board and tell them which items we are wanting to do during those future fiscal years. And Dana said we'd work together with the board on getting those in the budget in those small entities. But for the ones coming up, I met with him on how to do the portable radio upgrade and stuff when the bonding and the timing would take place of the cash received. So he was very helpful with me on that. And so, again, I thank you for his time to do that. Also, the finance policy that this board discussed with me about preparing for our next budget session, having one done. I met with Dana about that. He gave me some suggestions and some ideas on how to put one of those together for this group when the budget time comes up. So thanks to Dana for spending that time with me that afternoon to go through all that. Got our fourth quarter claim on June 5th, so the final levy payments for JEX's revenue were received. TAC 10 user conference in Cedar Rapids, they had an afternoon session on just releasing updates on new products, new features. We rolled out that new update yesterday here on two test consoles. It's supposed to have a lot of features in it fixed and ready to go that we've been waiting on for quite some time. So we're going to see how that goes. And then kind of last few items here. Met with Jeff regarding Harris. Raycom notified us that there were some items that Harris was starting to question in our maintenance contract as to whose responsibility it should be to renew. And we had just discussed with Jeff, and we're just going to make sure that we notify Harris that they need to honor their end of the maintenance agreement. We don't expect anything different to change in that. We received last week our Harris radio from the State ISICS Board for that ISICS equipment grant. that we applied for that radios used to connect to the state's radio system and tie those resources into ours. That was a radio that was provided to us through that grant. And then basically last thing, met with Iowa City, transition of the timekeeping software to all electronic now in the time clock. So they've got us set up and running. They're going to come out and do training at the end of July during one of our annual training events that we have for all staff. They're going to just piggyback for the last hour of that and meet with all three of our shifts. And I'm going to show everybody how to use the new timekeeping system, and we'll be switched to electronic timekeeping at that point. So that's about it. Also, thank Jeff can relay my message, but thank the city for they helped me do it. Put a driveway in out the industrial park site, the gravel. Only had to pay for the cost of the gravel, so appreciate that. So now that site will no longer have that mud ruts leading into the site. It'll be easier to get in and out for everybody, especially since later on, as we're going to see in here, approve the agreement with the city to they'll be in and out as well. Now they're going to share some of that tower space with us for their backup radio system. So thanks, Jeff.
Any questions? All right, we'll move on to item 5.
This item is your action to approve the resolution regarding that equipment placed in agreement with the City of Iowa City. That agreement's in your packets. It's been approved by both Eric Gores at the City Attorney's Office and Jeff Stone. That's just to allow them to put their backup, some antennas on the tower, and some equipment in the shelter for their backup non-public safety radio system.
Question, the 10 feet either direction of either system, that's manufacturer recommendation, or how do you come up with that?
That's manufacturer recommendation, and there are some sites that we are not within 10 feet ourselves from Harris, so we put that in there. Basically what it is, and the city's already agreed, if there is any interference, they're willing to move their equipment to remedy that interference.
10 feet, though, gets them high enough up to do what they...
It's 10 feet between the antennas on the tower, so the antenna could be at 180 feet, but
right.
Then the tip of the next one's got to be more than 190.
Okay.
You want the
but
10 feet of vertical separation.
Oh, it's just the top of the antenna.
Yeah, it's vertical separation
so
between the antennas.
So they're still able to get far enough up the tower.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We got them where they need to be. This allowed it. Okay. They're going to be less than the 10, but what they agreed to do is if there is any interference, they're willing to move it, and they'll pay for that cost.
And that should get you guys the area you need.
Yeah. Yep. To my knowledge, they haven't had any... we got it installed, and there hasn't been any concerns.
This is a win-win?
Yeah.
With that, I move approval.
Is there a second?
Second. One point. I see I've been designated by our legal department to sign off on this from the city's behalf.
Yeah.
Is there a right to abstain from this, but do we have a quorum then?
Yeah.
No, we still do?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll abstain.
Any further comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries with one abstention. Okay. Item 6 is strategy meeting with council, exemption from Iowa Code, Chapter 21.
So the purpose of this meeting is a meeting with Mr. Jim Peters. He's over here. I think he had a chance to introduce everyone when he came in. This meeting is to discuss with the board and get kind of some direction or consensus, if any, on what permissive subjects of the new bargaining code in Chapter 20, what they want us to negotiate come this new upcoming bargaining session. There are some topics that will be removed from the contract. I did enclose a handout in there, and this meeting, as Jim wanted me to say, is not subject to the open meetings law. And so we can have that discussion in closed format.
Except for we have to motion to go into it.
Yeah. No.
He says
This isn't even subject to chapter.
Yeah, but we're in a public meeting.
Well, I'll just close the door.
Yeah.
You have to make a motion to go into executive session, or you can't do it.
I'm not an expert on open meetings totally. If this started as an open meeting and you want to adjourn it and talk to me, I mean, however you want to do that.
Is there any way to do that?
wouldn't go through the formal closing the meeting of Chapter 21 in terms of making it a closed meeting, because that's not what the discussion is with me. It's just exempt from 21.
It's fine either way. It's going to take 30 seconds, so let's just do it.
Take 30 seconds to close the meeting? Okay.
And we should probably close.
Hey, it's Megan.
Megan, yeah, I'm sorry. No, that's fine. I've never been out here before.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Tom Jones. Nice to meet you. Megan is alternate for John Lundell.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion to close the public meeting.
So,
second.
I didn't want to do that.
Okay. Any discussion?
No. That's. I agree with Janelle. We're not closing the public meeting. We're going into a closed session, and we don't have to adjourn out of.
Okay, just so you want
meeting.
To go into executive session for the purpose of speaking to counsel.
Motion. Yeah, motion to move to a closed session for a consultation with counsel.
There we go.
Second.
And Megan, to bring you up to date, we're going to talk about give Jim Peters some guidance on upcoming negotiations, contract negotiations.
Sure. Aye.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
I don't recall doing this before, but okay.
It's been a long time.
No, we've never met them. This type of discussion we've never had.
Okay. That's
so we've been, yeah, so
man.
Yeah.
I thought I was just.
I've never been
like
the one
in the brick stuff.
Here I thought.